Everybody, welcome back to Learn Digital Audience School. Learn Digital Academy is India's only awarded agency-based training institute for the best digital marketing training with university certifications and on-campus placement packages. This is your host, Neha. Today, we are going to share with you all some tips and secrets to write better content that is optimized well for SEO and engages the readers as well. Let's welcome Mr. Neeraj, who is going to discuss it today. Hello, Neeraj.
Hello Neha, thank you for having me on your show. I am really excited to share some of my secrets here.
We all are excited, Neeraj. As we discussed in the last episode on content marketing, there are many types of content you can create, like website copies, blogs, videos, infographics, social media posts, etc. Let's start with how to write a good blog. So Neeraj, what's your first suggestion?
Well, when writing a blog or an article, it's important to know why you are writing and for whom you are writing. The first step to creating a good content is to understand who your audience is. Know what kind of questions your audience is asking, what problems they are trying to solve, and where they are looking for the answers.
That's pretty important step since your content depends on the audience interest. But how do we understand the audience?
You can start by defining your audience in detail. Their age group, gender, needs, interest, etc. You can find out by browsing through niche forums, reading about their feedback on e-commerce sites like Amazon and also Google. Try to get into their shoes and think about their needs and desire when you're writing. Suppose if you're writing about digital marketing service, think about the problems your audience face with traditional marketing. Then write about how digital marketing can solve those problems for them. Also, there are tools like Ask the Public, where you can find questions that people usually ask on Google. Just enter a topic and it will show a list of questions related to the topic. You can create a content based on these questions. Another tool is Google Trends. And there is a popular website called Reddit that can also come in handy when you want to understand what your audience is looking for, just like Quora.
That's pretty cool. So what comes after researching about the audience?
The next step to creating SEO content is keyword research.
Oh yes, we have covered keyword research in previous episodes. Tell us how to do that for blogs and articles.
So this is where my secret comes in. You know, not many content writers know this. This is one tool that can help you create a well-optimized content as you write. You don't have to use any additional keyword research tools or worry that your content is not optimized. But to use this tool, you need to have Google document.
Oh, it's not possible on Word document?
No, it's not possible. Only Google Documents have that option. That's why it's so much cooler and convenient to use it, rather than using a Word document.
Okay, let's hear the secret.
Okay. If you open a Google document sheet, on the top left part, you will see a line of menu. File, Edit, View, Insert, etc. Just go to Add-ons and click Get Add-ons. A small tab will open with a list of add-ons you can install in 2 seconds. Type GDoc SEO Assistant in the search bar. It will appear in the tab and below you can click on the icon to install it. As soon as you install, it's ready to use. Once installed, go to Add-ons again and GDoc SEO Assistant will appear in the options. Click on it and it will open on the right side of your Google document page. After you write the content, just enter the main keywords you're targeting in the search bar and click on it, the right arrow. Within seconds, it will analyze your content and score it for SEO. It will also show you suggestions and related keywords to improve the SEO score.
Wow, that's the coolest thing about Google Documents so far. It will surely help content writer, right?
Very much. Ever since I installed the add-on, I have been obsessed with achieving at least 90% SEO score. It has made my job so much more fun and easier.
I'm sure people don't know about these add-ons. It's so surprising how useful Google Document is.
Yes, and there are other add-ons you can use. For plagiarism check, you can install Plagium. It will highlight the duplicated sentence in your content. And you can also use the Pro Writing Aid for improving grammar.
Okay, it's like an all-in-one package so content writers don't have to switch between multiple apps or tabs on the desktop.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So Neeraj, we have talked about keyword research and tools for content writing. Let's move on to creating quality content. Share some tips on how to write quality content.
Okay, yes. So we start with knowing the audience first. Keyword research, tools, and then comes writing. Always add keywords in the title, in the first and last 100 words of your content. Also include them in H1 and H2 tags. That's number one. Number two, write in a simple language that a common man can understand. Don't use too many technical or big words unless you are writing for experts. You are not writing the next great American novel, right? So keep it simple. You can use the HemingwayApp.com for this writing in a grade 8 or lower. Number 3. Use short paragraphs. Most of your content will be read on mobiles. So using long paragraphs can make the readers quit your site. There should be max 3 to 4 lines in one para and 2 lines in the next one. Like, there should be a variation in the length. Number 4. Use bullet points to improve readability. Presentation is very important because when a reader lands on your content, they are going to scan it first. If it looks good, then they are going to read it. So structure the content well.
Okay, can we use number list also?
Yes, you can. Anything that looks good. And number 5, provide as much valuable information as you can. Do thorough research about the topic. Read blogs on similar topics and use what they are missing. Add in-depth information in your content. Maintain the consistency in the tone and the voice of your content. Number 6. Use relevant images, charts, statistics, graphics, etc. You can also link out to useful blogs that are relevant to your topic. Lastly, write a killer headline. It has to make the reader click on it and read the content. You can use the headline analyzer tool to optimize the title. Keep the SEO score above 60. Okay, so that's all the tips I can give you to write a better content. It can be for a website blog or offsite too.
That was very informational, Neeraj. One question though, like how long should the content ideally be?
It depends on what you're writing about. Ideally, if you want the content to rank well, you have to write in more than 1800 words. The top performing blogs are written in 2500 words or more.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
It looks like, but it's very rewarding too. At the end of the day, if you get your blog to appear on the first page of Google, it's the most satisfying feeling.
I agree, Neeraj. It was really insightful session today. I'm sure our audience found it the most helpful. If you want to learn more about tools for content writers, you can read about it on learndigital.co blog. Let's wrap it up today. In the next episode, we will be discussing about voice search optimization. Stay tuned by subscribing to our podcast and receive more amazing content. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you would like our experts to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or visit our website learndigital.co. The link is in the description. Thank you all for your time. See you all in the next session. Have a great day.